Hello, the 5 minutes with Prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 275. 275. And you know, we've been personalizing Psalm 91, so we are now on verse 11 and 12. What you say? For he has given his angels charge over me, they bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. So angels are keeping charge over you. They will keep you in your all your ways. They bear you up in their hands, lest you should dash your foot against a stone. How precious you are to God. And we're now looking at Zacharias and his encounter with an angel in the temple while he was on official duty, and how he began to doubt, began to say, look, the gospel according to Luke 1, 18 and 19, how, whereby shall I know that what you are telling me is true? How can I know? Give me a sign. It's because I'm an old man. He's giving up. And my wife is also very old. And now the angel is upset with this. Do you know who I am? And the angel answering said unto him, that's where we are now, I am Gabriel, number one or number two angel. Hey, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God. See, the angels are bright and shining because they are always in the presence of God. Be in the presence of God. When somebody's in the presence of God, you can tell. When somebody is in the presence of demons, you can also tell. There is such a big difference. One is full of joy. One is bright. One is shining. And one is dark and moody and under oppression. So whatever is happening to you or around you, don't take it for granted. The person you are dealing with might be full of evil spirits or might be in the presence of devils, might be hearing words from devils, and that is what is making the person act the way the person is acting. Do not take it for granted and say, oh, I don't know what is wrong with him. It's just that kind of person. It's not that kind of person. The person is being dealt with by devils. He said, and I have come. So the angel, so we're in verse 19, Luke chapter 1, gospel according to Luke. He said, in verse 19, he said, and the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel. Said, I am Gabriel, number one, number two angel that stands in the presence of God. And I'm sent to speak unto you. So you see, the angels come to you. When they speak, they cannot speak of themselves. They can only speak the words that God has given them. Any angel that comes and says that, throw yourself down from where you live, from the 10th floor, and fall down dead, that angel is not from God. Those words don't come from God. If an angel comes to you and he says to you that go and sleep with this somebody's husband, that's not an angel. If an angel comes to you and says that a snake is coming to vomit money for you, that's not an angel. That is not an angel, because Satan appears as an angel of light. So he can, his appearance can be an angel of light, but his words will give him away. His words will give him away. If those words do not line up, they do not align with God's word, throw those words away. You don't need that angelic visitation. You don't need it. No angelic visitation is important as much as what he has brought, the words he has brought, or what he came to do. And it's always tied up with God's word. Always, always, always. It's always the words. Always the words. So he said, I'm an angel, Angel Gabriel, sent from the presence of God to speak unto you these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that this shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in God's season. Oh, so sad. He said, because of unbelief, because you do not believe, because you do. Listen, all of Israel were in the wilderness, and only two adults in those times could enter into the promised land Even Moses, who went along with them, did not. And the Bible says in Hebrews, because the words that were spoken were not mixed with faith. Unbelief. Be not believing God's word. That is the trouble of our world. That is the trouble of believers. Listen, anything that will make you be able to believe God's word, go for it. Go for it. Go. If you are in a church or you are somewhere and you are hearing words of unbelief, they dampen you. They kill something in you. It should not be so. The words of faith, and if you're a man of God or a woman, please speak words of faith. Speak words of faith. Keep speaking words of faith to your people. No matter the circumstance they are in right now, it doesn't matter. So far as the words you're speaking are words of faith. Listen, the words of God in your mouth is as powerful as the word of God in Angel Gabriel's mouth. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.